D-Radio Wissen. Grünstreifen.
Wenn ihr auf straighte Indie-Musik steht, dann hätten wir da jetzt eine Empfehlung für euch. Tudor Cinema Club haben neues Album rausgebracht. Im Herbst Game Show heißt es. Und seitdem sind Tudor Cinema Club auf Tour. Im Moment sind sie in Deutschland unterwegs. Und wie es der Zufall will, sind sie jetzt hier im D-Radio Wissen Studio. Um es genau zu nehmen, Alex, Sam und Kevin. Hi, thanks for stopping by.
Hallo.
Hey, thanks
Hallo.
For having us.
Wie geht's?
Oh, you're not German.
Ja.
Gut
ja.
geht's. Is there anything more?
Ich komme aus Irland, der Nord, Nordirland.
Nordirland.
In Nordirland.
In der Nähe von Belfast.
Ich wohne in London.
Not bad. Where did you learn that?
Ich habe einen 2. August Geburtstag.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Und ich habe 2 Brüder.
Really, where did you learn that?
It's cool.
It's the most terrible language, I guess, you can learn.
It was compulsory for the first 3 years of school.
Yeah, would you believe it really? Took us 3 yeah. years to learn that?
It's impressive.
Yeah. I know.
So you're playing tonight here in Cologne.
We are.
Where have you been the last days? Can you remember? Or is it just like another stage?
We came from Utrecht.
Oh, Netherlands.
In the Netherlands.
Yeah. Before that, we were in Paris for 2 days and Berlin.
Berlin.
Yeah. We've been quite a lot of places on this tour.
You're really touring a lot. And over almost a year, over almost the whole world. Is that why you make music? To play? To be on stage? Or do you need
no.
the money?
We're so broke.
I thought so. No, why so much touring?
That's how we make a living. That's how we keep making music. You know, for me, I really enjoy touring, especially nowadays. We're having a lot of fun. But for me, the reason I wanted to do this was to make music and
to play it live.
So the touring supports that passion.
Mm. It's the only way to make real money with music in these days.
It's possible.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of money being taken off the table, but there's still a lot of money. That's the dirty little secret no one will tell you, is that there's loads of money in music, and we've got it all.
I thought so. So you have a lot of experiences, you know, a lot of different types of fans, I guess. The fans in which country party the most? You don't have to say Germany.
Brazil.
It's not really? Germany. It's
not. Okay, we have to talk about that. Brazil? Really?
Brazil,
it's like
Portugal.
A cliche.
Yeah,
but Spain. And anywhere that there's like a Spanish or
Latin passion.
Latin descent, it's always the best parties, I think.
They're dancing the most or screaming or what they do better?
Yeah, I think just enthusiasm. And I think especially when we go to places in South America or like in Mexico, they maybe don't get as much like live bands from the UK or from, you know, Europe. So they're just like, you know, make the most of it, maybe. I think especially where we're from or in, you know, in London, people are very spoiled for live music.
Yeah,
whereas they really go for it there. And yeah, the culture of dancing and live music and late nights and partying, yeah.
What's about Asia? Asian countries? Ever played in Japan or something?
Yeah, that's it's a different kind of crazy.
But they are crazy?
Yes. It varies from country to country in Asia. Korea is very... They like to organize something synchronized.
Like dancing together? Or?
So the last time we played in Seoul a couple of months ago, they'd all got together, basically. I don't know how this happens, but they all... At one point, in the first chorus of one of our songs, in the middle of our set list, everyone just pulled out these paper aeroplanes and threw them at us.
That's really crazy. It's like in East Germany when you applause at the end of a theater
play or something, they suddenly start to make it in a, like the same rhythm. Absolutely automatic. And in West Germany, they don't. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe a secret. So about, we have to talk about the German fans. What about the German fans? What do you think about them? What's good about the German fans?
I find.
Oh,
didn't prepare an answer. No, just joking.
I don't know. It's difficult to pinpoint.
They dance with their hands in the air. I've noticed.
Yeah, but not with a body.
They dance like.
I don't know. I think
a radio show.
Yeah, in this part of the world, I've noticed in recent shows is that people here really. Want to appreciate and watch and listen to the shows. I've noticed that there are not many people at all here that use their cell phones during the shows, which is becoming so common all over the world. And people are just constantly taking videos and taking pictures and Snapchatting. And it's not, you can't be in the moment. You know, if you're doing that the whole time, it's fine to take some pictures, maybe a video or two, but more and more I notice that people are doing it for the whole show, and it's like they're not really experiencing it.
You're feeling that on the stage as they're missing some energy?
Yeah, I mean, it becomes very obvious because people can't clap because they have their phone in their hands.
Sure.
So I've really appreciated seeing the people here really immerse themselves in the show. And just be present and be there for the, and it forms a much better connection.
Yeah. So no smartphones, no mobiles. But what can we do better? We German fans. maybe we can
always
learn something.
To improve.
Yeah. More presence. Yeah. They're good for giving presents in Asia, so that would be a nice thing to put into the German fan culture. We'll send you our Amazon wish list.
All right. Okay, wir merken uns das. Also mehr Geschenke, das könnt ihr euch auf jeden Fall schon mal aufschreiben, wenn ihr heute Abend ins Konzert gehen solltet. So, der Cinema Club sind zu Gast bei der Radio Wissen. Gerade in diesem Moment. Sie sind gerade auf einer Tour durch Europa. Heute Abend spielen Sie in Köln, dann geht's nach Amsterdam und dann kommen Sie nochmal zurück nach Deutschland, nach Hamburg nämlich. Präsentiert von uns, von D-Radio Wissen. So you're having fun with our merchandises here?
Yes. I'm disappointed there's no sharpener.
For the pencil.
For the pencil.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but there is a seed in the top of that.
It's a seed?
Yeah, really. You can plant it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I don't know what
So you just stick
grows.
It in the ground like that, like a pencil?
Don't know what grows. Yeah, yeah. Pencil tree?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you know we are really big fans of you? There are right now 8 songs of you in our playlist.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really, yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Oh, it's the music, the guy who stands there.
The music guy?
Music guy. So I said in the beginning, you're making really straight indie music, no effects, no computers. When you're listening to current pop songs, you can hear more and more effects, computer voices and stuff. Are you some kind of music dinosaurs, or is it revolutionary
sometimes.
What you do, because you don't need all these things and people like it anyway?
Well, we do use a lot of technology and we do use computers as well, but we use them in a slightly different way to how a lot of pop music is manufactured nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Technology we like to use to improve what we do and make it more interesting rather than let the technology make the music for us. You know, so many recording systems and synthesizers and all kinds of this new technology is becoming so automated. And you have presets and you have all of this. And so it can make music making really easy, but it's because you're not really doing a lot of work. Whereas we want everything to come from us. And so we use machines rather than get help from machines.
I see. But on the stage, there's everything live, or are there some effects or some...
We have effects, yes, and we run a track as well. So we will run the effects alongside the music and certain extra rhythmic things, percussion, and but this time around, we're now 5-piece on stage, mm-hmm. so more is live than ever. Mm.
Thanks for being here and have fun tonight.
Pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Die Radio Wissen. Grünstreifen.